What is up, guys? TJ back. I'm not dead. I had an upper respiratory infection. I'm starting to feel better. Maybe I can make it through this without coughing. But it's been a hard 2 weeks, guys. It's been about 10 days, 11 days. I haven't been in the gym. I've been so sick. I have extreme allergies, so I let something go too far that I shouldn't have. And it ended up being something I had to go to the doctor for. So let's just jump right into this. Bodybuilders versus powerlifters. With the end of the powerlifting, the world's strongest man, which just ended a few weeks ago. Excuse me. Sorry. You guys are probably going to hear that a few times as it's getting better. As that just ended, I started... coming from somebody who did powerlifting and who's now into bodybuilding, what is the difference? A lot of people say, I do bodybuilding or I do powerlifting and their bodies look completely different. You can have a dude that looks like a freak of nature and who's not strong at all. Me, I'm kind of a bigger guy. But when it comes to like bench, I can't throw 405 on there and hit it 10, 12 times. Like some guys can. Caleb, one of the guys I work out with, he's just got that power lifter look to him, dude. He's huge. He's muscular. His back is like 4 foot wide. He can sit down on bench and do 405 five times. I remember the first time he ever worked out with me, I got so butthurt. It took me years before I could touch 315 on bench for 12 reps. I mean, it was like one rep, two rep, three rep, four rep, five rep. 6 rep, 7 rep, 8 rep. I mean, it just took forever, excuse me, to get to that level. And finally, Caleb comes to work out with me. I finally talk him into it. And it blew me away. He put 315 on there. Well, actually, I did, just because he did 225 so easily. And he did it 15 times. And in my head, I'm going, this isn't freaking fair. I've worked so hard to get to this level. It's taken me years. This dude hasn't worked out since high school. And he throws it on there and it's no problem. So, people who say genetics does not play a role is just freaking nuts, okay? You cannot say that. Now, am I more muscular than him just because I have less body fat? Yes, that's the truth. But he's stronger than me. No doubt in my freaking mind. If he didn't have back issues, he could probably deadlift more than me. So, excuse me, guys. But... anyway, so that brings me to the point of powerlifters versus bodybuilders. Now, bodybuilders are sometimes bigger. Let me say this. More muscularly developed. Because bodybuilders concentrate on one area of the body. Now, there will be something like a 4-day or 5-day split of, chest, legs, back, arms, shoulders, or something like that. Some people incorporate shoulders with arms. Some people do 3-day split workout and they do full body workouts 3 times a week. It just depends. Whatever works for your body type is what you need to do. Anyway, so this brings me to my next point of what kind of hypertrophy, which is a tear in the muscle, what types of hypertrophy are there and how do they affect the body? So this is going to be just a little bit of a read for y'all. This is, let me give props here to the guy that I found this from. I read over it and I really liked it. It's Joe DeFranco and DeFranco's Gym official website. DeFranco'sTraining.com. So y'all go check them out. I give them credit for this. I just wanted to read this over for y'all. So the two types of hypertrophy to which there are sarcoplasmic and myofibrillar hypertrophy. Myofibrillar hypertrophy. Sarcoplasmic hypertrophy is an increase in the volume of the non-contractile muscle cell fluid sarcoplasm. This fluid accounts for 25 to 30% of the muscle size. That's a big deal. Although the cross-sectional area of the muscle increases, the density of muscle fibers per unit area decreases, and there is no increase in muscular strength. This type of hypertrophy is mainly as a result of high rep bodybuilder type training. Now, listen to that. That's really interesting. There is no increase in muscular strength. That's pretty crazy. One of the biggest problems I see with the training of power athletes, football players, baseball players, basketball players, wrestlers, and even powerlifters, is too much emphasis on training in the 10 to 15 rep range. This type of training has its place, yet should not be the focal point for these athletes. For example, most football linemen benefit from added bulk to prevent from getting pushed around on the field. Bodybuilding methods using these rep ranges can be beneficial if incorporated during the season to prevent muscle mass loss, as well as after the season to add bulk, which may have been lost during the season. Also, there is some scientific evidence that states a bigger muscle may have a better chance of becoming a stronger muscle once maximal strength training methods are employed. The key to remember is that this type of hypertrophy has little to do with such explosive movements as hitting, running, throwing, jumping, or performing a one rep max. This is why professional bodybuilders whose training mainly hypertrophies the type of 2A fibers and causes an increase in the non-contractile components of the muscle, sarcoplasmic volume, and capillary density, and mitochondria proliferation, are not the fastest or even the strongest of all athletes. This is despite the fact that they generally have more muscle than any other class of athlete. I consider this type of hypertrophy to be form over function. So, that is so crazy to me. The muscle can be bigger without being stronger. That's pretty crazy. All right, now we're on to myofibrillar hypertrophy. That's a really hard word to say. Myofibrillar hypertrophy, on the other hand, is an enlargement of the muscle fiber as it gains more myofibrils, which contract and generate tension in the muscle. With this type of hypertrophy, the area density of myofibrils increases and there's a significantly greater ability to exert muscular strength. This type of hypertrophy is best accomplished by training with heavy weights for low reps. One must remember that the average football play lasts 4.5 seconds. It takes about 3 seconds to complete one rep max. It takes less than a second to swing a bat, less than a second to throw a punch, and less than a second to jump for a rebound. Excuse me, guys. As you can see, most athletic activities are explosive in nature. That is why it is imperative for athletes to incorporate maximal strength training methods, 1 to 5 reps, which train the part of the muscle responsible for these explosive contractions into their routines. Repetitions in the 1 to 5 rep range using 85 to 100% of a 1 rep max also have the added benefit of training the nervous system, which I feel is the most overlooked component of training the athlete. Some of the many benefits of training the nervous system are increased synchronization of motor units, increased activation of the contralateral apparatus, and decreased inhibition by the protective mechanisms of the muscle, Golgi tendon, and organ. These training methods also hypertrophy the pure fast twitch fibers. The high threshold type 2B fibers, incorporating these training methods into your routine at the right time, will undoubtedly improve your muscles' ability to generate more force, contract maximally during any sporting activity. In essence, myofibrillar hypertrophy is what I would term functional hypertrophy. So, now that I'm through reading all that, I met a guy, and he started training me, and he did what was called power style bodybuilding. And this really hit with me because we would do 1 week of bodybuilding, and we would do 1 week of nothing but solid heavy movements, heavy squats, heavy bench, heavy bent over rows, anything that incorporated more than one muscle, we were going heavy the entire week. Then the next week, it would be lots of, now let me put it like this. 1 week would be compound movements, others would be isolation. So it'd be 1 week compound, 1 week isolation, 1 week compound, 1 week isolation. And it just kept going and kept going. And I fell in love with it, and that's what I do to this day. Now, excuse me guys, I'm so sorry. I'm still working through this cough. What's so crazy to me is he was right, and you know, and seeing the research and stuff, it's just amazing to me. I've known this for a while, but just now that you see that sarcoplasmic hypertrophy makes the muscle bigger without getting stronger, so you have to lift heavy to get stronger. That's pretty crazy. So how do you incorporate, now if you're a power lifter for your high school or you power lift for fun, then bodybuilding really doesn't interest you anyway, unless you just really want to have that look, you know. I'm a bigger guy. I'm muscular. But like I said earlier, before, I never did. I just did bodybuilding. I didn't do powerlifting style movements, heavy. That's why I'm not as strong as some other guys that are out there. Now that I'm incorporating, like I said, and this has been about 3 years ago that I started incorporating it. And it's slowly been helping me ever since. But one thing that's crazy to me is that your muscle can get bigger without getting stronger. That's crazy. And that the fact of you have to incorporate heavy training in order to increase your strength. So you can lift a 15-pound dumbbell 100 times. You're not going to get stronger. Muscle may get bigger. And that gives it an option to get stronger. But as far as getting stronger, not going to happen. That just blows me away. But one thing with powerlifting is it's all compound movements. Bodybuilding is isolation. So say it's chest day and it's compound week. So I would do things like bench, incline bench, decline bench, chest flies. Well, that's actually an isolation movement. So it would be nothing but just heavy chest movements. And I may do 16 sets and it would be nothing but pressing movements. Okay. And then it'd be back. I do like bent over rows, reverse and regular grip, deadlifts. I mean, and just do heavy. And of course, which now I incorporate some isolation movements when I do it just because I like the pump. But, you know, legs would be a squat, you know, hack squat machine, leg press, lunges are an isolation. Well, no, they kind of use all of it, but still. It's just heavy movements create strength. Bodybuilding isolation creates volume. So if you want to be big and you don't really care about being strong, then just stick to bodybuilding. You know, the 10 to 15 rep range is where you're at. The powerlifting is 1 to 5 reps. So, you know, do I think you should incorporate some heavy movements? Yes. At a certain age, of course, that's cut out. You don't really need it. Now, I'm not talking about putting 530 pounds on the squat bar unless you know what you're doing. For real, guys, weight. I know you've seen videos scrolling through Facebook and Instagram. You can get seriously hurt and injured. This is not a joke. You can take weights with a grain of salt or you can treat them with respect like they should be because it's not a joke and it's real. You can really get hurt. I seen a dude put 405 on bench, real scrawny guy, took it off the bar, it slipped out of his hands and crushed his chest cavity, collapsed one of his lungs. So, I mean, you're literally trying to defy gravity and push weight the opposite way. Okay, so you just need to be careful while you lift. Don't do anything serious like that. Always start slow. That's one of the things that gets everybody every time is everybody tries to go balls to the wall right off the bat. And all you're going to do is confuse the heck out of your body and end up injuring a tendon. Okay? So, but that just really interested me is the difference between them. Now, powerlifters have that big bulky, like the mountain off Game of Thrones. Look, bodybuilders are shredded to the teeth, just very muscular guys. Powerlifters are so much stronger. These guys are deadlifting 1,051 pounds. I mean, it's insane. Then you have bodybuilders who put 315 on bench and do it for 15 reps. And they're like, all right, cool. They don't really care. It's, you know, that's not their sport. Their sport is, you know, sticking to the 10 to 15 rep range to get the hypertrophy 2A, which is the light hypertrophy, and hypertrophy 2B would be the powerlifting. So, just a quick podcast for you guys. I just thought that was really interesting to me, how your muscle could gain volume without getting stronger. That really interested me. And hopefully it interests you guys too. Forgive me for being gone for so long. I'm sorry if I sound scratchy or sick and coughing on the podcast. But it was so crazy how it happened all of a sudden. I mowed the yard and then I was like deathly ill within 2 days. So, and I've been sleeping in the living room because I keep my wife up coughing all night. So, but you guys just keep me in your thoughts and your prayers. And I really appreciate it, you guys. Thanks for stopping by.